Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are here on the issues of step committee concerning international affairs. Our honorable chair, Mrs. Kagani, is unable to attend the meeting. She's got some allergy now. She has rushed to the doctor. I'm sorry. And she has asked me to chair on her behalf. The other unfortunate part is the issue of quorum. We are not forming a quorum. I've got a few names here, Honorable Gunda, Honorable Mokobi, and Kigani, who have sent in apologies, that's all. However, we are going to deal with matters that we can deal with without having a quorum. And those matters that are needed to be approved in terms of agreement, we will skip it over for the next meeting. My secretary is just taking my agenda here. I don't know where it is. And I can't have any document guiding me. Thank you. Where is it? Oh, it's the other way around. The first item in the agenda is consideration and adoption of a committee's draft second and third term program, namely committee discussion pertaining to future oversight business of the committee, committee's plan of action for issues arising from the oversight visit to KZN and Eastern Cape. And third, consideration and adoption of minutes. I think here we are talking about consideration and adoption. Can we deal with these things without the quorum?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Now the minutes we cannot.
No, minutes we can't.
We can't. We don't have. All right. Now, the one item would be then consideration and adoption of committee's draft second and third term program. Who's going to lead us into this? Can you lead us?
From the 10th to the 30th of April of the year, constituency 17 to 21 is the provincial week. So immediately after we come back, the first week is provincial week. Because the MCOP also wants to finalize the budget for today's state, cluster them all together, especially water, environment, rural, and agriculture. So what we decided is, in order to get the budget for debate out of the way, we clustered water affairs and environmental affairs on one day.
Mm-hmm.
That being because the 1st of May is a public holiday. Then, because agriculture and rural development is our focus for this year, we're spending more time on rural development and agriculture. We found it fitting that we give each of these departments a slot on their own. So that by the
apart from the other,
yeah. So water and environment we have them on one day, but agriculture and rural we give them a.
Sorry, I
whether that's been or not.
No, you'll be talking to the
committee.
The debate is going to be one.
Yeah.
This is the program.
Oh,
the briefing.
Oh, you're talking about the
debate.
The debates are all in one. The debates are all in one. Sorry. I thought you referred to the committee program. We don't have a meeting on the 22nd of May because Mrs. Mabe has a disability summit or stand over a 2-day meeting, the Tuesday and the Wednesday. So that's why I said we don't have a meeting on the 22nd because everybody will be at the disability summit. So our budget board briefings ends on the 15th of May. Then on the 29th of May, we will have the committee strategic review session. This will be a one day. We already have our strat plan worked out for the from last. We had it for a 5-year period. This was just a session to review it. And this is as per the last meeting I had, we said, can even do it in Parliament because of the budgetary constraints. So we can have this from 10 to 1 in Parliament. This is a review of our strat plan. The 5th of June is a proposed oversight visit. You're either looking at the 5th of June. It's an oversight visit, probably to be determined at either Gauteng for the acid mine drainage or Mpumalanga and Northern Cape. And then the 12th of June is the oversight visit to the Western Cape. The reason these two are back to back is because the Western Cape one is a day trip. It's not a whole week thing, it's just a day trip. So that can be arranged before we meet on the previous one. So it's not a train smash.
And
for Gauteng? Before we leave for Gauteng or wherever, we can do the minus one also. Because as soon as we come back, we'll leave the next week again. Because that's only a day trip. And then on the 19th of June, there's it's a meeting of the Environmental Affairs, Department of Environmental Affairs. That would be the second term program. Put it forward.
Yeah, thank you, Pastor. There is a draft, program for our provincial week. I'm hoping for members to make inputs or amendment or cancellation. Another web?
Looks good. Looks all right.
Yes. I myself, I don't have any objection or reservation. I think we can hold it until the end and we'll have done our work.
The only thing members I would like clarity on is the 5th of June where the oversight was on. So we could start working on the
okay.
Back on the
Now before we do the plan, oh, you propose that we go to Gauteng.
Yes.
All right.
I'm responding to other questions.
Okay, what was your question?
On the 5th of June, the oversight was that we said the province to be determined, and we didn't want to decide on that. Members will have to
be without members' input, yeah. And Ms. Mavi is suggesting the province to be Gauteng. I think Gauteng is insufficient. We can go to some other provinces that are problematic. Okay, I'm just. Are you coming with something else?
Any government on the issue?
Yes.
Chair, we were thinking of actually including Gauteng together with Mpumalanga. I mean, he's in the Mpumalanga because we will be flying into Gauteng and out, so we can actually spend either the first part of our trip and do the acid mine drainage stuff and then drive into Mpumalanga or when we come back. So
again and then we move from there.
But we need to reflect because that's what we have to talk
about. I think if I remember.
Is there such an agreement?
Yes.
Yes.
What we agreed upon, if I remember correctly, is Mrs. Mabe is correct. Partially is that because we decided not to do, to trek from the one end to the other end.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I don't know the geographics of Gauteng and Mpumalanga.
Next to one another.
I don't know, yeah.
No.
I remember.
How many hours to where we
want
to go? I think to be from Gauteng to Mpumalanga. No, but where we going?
Let's check it out. Yeah, because I remember that we said we want the two provinces in one week, provided that they're on the other end of the
world.
But if they lie next to each other, it's like a short drive, then it's fine.
That's what I was not a short drive.
We did 5.5, which we went out to
from
KZN.
But
doesn't
worry, forget quickly.
I was even thinking that he would fly over to
the road from the other way to the road
to
the road
to Mpumalanga and then come to
on our way.
Driving?
No. We can fly to Mpumalanga.
Yeah, we can fly to Mpumalanga.
Then we can
and fly back to Gauteng.
We fly to Gauteng.
Yeah, if we fly next time.
We can.
Is your problem
flying?
If I might add just a little bit of detail on the potential reason for interest in both provinces, I think can be summarized as the end result of acid mine draining. And the Mpumalanga is the threat of it starting in another province. I think that's the two links, that's the linkages between the two provinces. Mpumalanga don't want coal mining. It's already been put forward as something that the country wants to do. So there's that mining potential in the region, and then Gauteng shows us what is the end result of coal mining.
Thank you.
So I think it would be prudent to go to Mpumalanga first.
Yeah.
Deal with the logistics.
Yeah. Mm. That's cool.
Fine.
Yeah.
I think
that would be much better. Right, are we agreed on that one, Honorable West?
Yep.
All right. And,
okay, the third term program.
We need to adopt.
No, you don't have enough. The third term program.
Are we finished this one? No, not yet.
The second term is finished.
What about this issue? What is it now? Completion of this protection process. That's the agenda now. Okay. Future oversight person consideration. Future oversight visit of committee. Committee's plan of action for issues arising from the oversight visit of
JZN. That will be structured in the third term.
Oh, all right. In the third term. All right. In the third term. Right.
What we've done in the third term is we've just assigned the meeting dates. We've left them blank. And we fold in the set events like the Women's Parliament, Provincial Week, and also the committee decided to take undertake a study tour. The suitable date that I could find was the 8th to the 16th of September. That was to Morocco.
Hmm.
And immediately after that, the People's Assembly, and then it's a recess. So now what Mr. Mokoro was referring to under discussion is what we can now slot in into these blank spaces.
All right.
That
is on top here.
that those are the days that we have meetings and that's available.
What about the committee meetings?
Yes.
Then I prepared the document here where where I went back to all our committee reports, our two oversight committees and Northwest, we still busy with the issue, the second issue that was there today. And then I looked at taking part into the people report as well. And the other thing that's here is also issues that the members raised during our meetings. So these are the things, some of the things that we need to, as potential topics for our program, our circle.
Yeah, meaning those are issues that we can engage here in Parliament or outside Parliament.
Yeah, either or. We can.
Either or.
Mm.
Yeah, well then we can look at the matters themselves and see which we can handle here in Parliament and those that need us to go out.
Mm.
I think that can still be the task of the Secretary. Don't you think so?
We can. We can. So the, I just.
Yeah,
I
just put the theory there. Yeah.
Yeah. So that we can just.
But then sorting
the
out those, sorry, those that can be handled in here around the Parliament,
okay,
and outside. I think, or what do you say, members?
Yeah.
Hmm? Is it okay?
Mm.
Okay. I think we task you to, you three, including the researcher, to see those that we can handle within the precincts of Parliament.
Okay.
And those that will need us to go out. Then you put them accordingly, you know, planned date so that it suits us, suits even our movement. And I would then say, those that we can handle in Parliament, they must be done all in, you know, in the same time or same week, let's say. Yeah? And then those that we can handle them outside Parliament, we then can also handle them more or less in the same space of time. So that we don't say Parliament and then outside, then come back Parliament and then outside, you see? Yeah. Yeah. Do we understand one another? Members, honorable members? Yeah.
It can be done.
Mm.
But also that you would look at between visits.
Mm.
You can't have visits like a whole week visit back to back. There has to be a gap between them because you've got to come back and do the final touches for the next trip. So there's gonna you can't have trips back to back. So we'll plan them in such a way that we go, say this week, we'll come back Friday next week, we'll have a meeting, and then the following week we'll be with them. Like
yes, ma'am.
And what is the following program now?
Did
you plan together
with the second term. That's why we got your summer team. The third term is just being proactive here.
Yeah, because remember, we share members, you always have to consider this, so that you don't have to compete.
Mm-hmm. That's why the second
catching a program.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Maybe let's have the second. We need it urgently.
We have to have it because
okay, let's have it then in and say that the subject to.
It's a draft.
Yeah, the draft.
It's a draft.
Fine.
Because we have to submit our application for our study group.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to.
Or the one time.
Mm-hmm.
The main thing is to study for. Because
mm-hmm.
that's sometimes we want to center in
mm-hmm.
our committee as well.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for our oversight.
Dish.
What we can do as a suggestion is just make allocate the day per department.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll come back with the topic. So I think our program is populated. But the specific issue, we'll come back to it.
Okay.
Then I think that it's done.
Mm-hmm.
Then in the meantime, we can sit as groups inside Parliament, outside
Parliament, yeah.
Right.
Honorable West? Right, so the third term. consideration and adoption of minutes. Is that where we are now?
Yeah.
Well, I don't think that would be appropriate to deal with. What are we saying?
No quorum.
Please note the quorum. Yeah, quorum is required to adopt the study minutes. Yeah. No, we can't do that.
Not quite a few cents for it.
Yeah, I can see. I can see.
But they are very fine.
And push them as fast as we can. I will also impress upon the chair that this is the only issue that is still left, and there are quite a number of them. And we will prefer that in the first meeting we deal with them as fast as we can, as long as we have a common quorum, and so that we put them behind our backs.
Why the minutes are not adopted? Because the house chair, the council office, and look at it, they're very clear that why are these minutes outstanding? And every time when you submit a weekly report, they have to say no quorum.
Yeah, but then
the
lecture says, if there's no quorum.
Yeah, I mean, that's.
The rules require.
And it's good that he knows about the health status of the chair. Chair just told him that he's supposed to come and chair this meeting, but he's not going to be able to. So will that mean that this is the end of our meeting? Then be able to compare favorably as as it is also a developing country. It will then, I think it will then, you know, compare favorably with our situation here, so that we go to Morocco. Have you got your hand up?
Hmm?
Oh, you're just playing. So we go to Morocco and then make a comparison. Come back with some report and some recommendations. Yeah. Thank you. Any other question? No question. So we can declare our meeting adjourned until next. Yeah. Lucky us. Is it lucky us? Yeah. Thank you, members, and thank you. Yeah, thank you. Thank you, members, and thank you, officials, and the secretary. Thank you ever so much.
I'm not going to do that.